Turn, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And verse 13. Now here's four little exhortations that it would be well for us all to take heed to. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Four little words that we trust that the Lord will help us to carry away from the conference. Now the first one is, watch ye. How needful that is today. What do I have to watch? Well, there's one thing we have to watch ourselves. To watch that we don't get away from the Lord. Because there's a great danger of that today. You know, as one gets into different places, and you see some that have been bright, happy Christians, and it's a joy to see them going on with God. In a year or two, you don't see them anymore. Surely, dear children of God, we need this exhortation to watch ye. You know, we have a threefold enemy. We have the world, the flesh, and the devil. And there's none of us able for any of them. So we need to watch. Watch ourselves, first of all. And to watch, first of all, someone has said, to watch your temper when you're at home and when you're in company. Watch your words. Watch your words when you're in company. Watch your temper when you're at home. And the third one, just I don't think of it at the present time. Beg your pardon? Your thoughts when alone. Thank you. So there's three things we need to watch. Watch your words when in company. Why don't we need that? I'll tell you, the one that's trying to speak this little word, he knows it. He knows how often this little member here, this unruly member that's behind double doors, how often it has brought him into trouble. Yes, brought him into trouble. By saying things they shouldn't, and by passing along something that you heard. You know, I just nearly make up my mind, well, I'm not going to say any more, but I find I do. Sometimes I hear something about somebody. And you know, this is the way of us all. We don't wait, as a rule, till we get both sides of it. And you pass it along to somebody, and maybe they add their little bit to it. And I was thinking about the like the man that one time there was a man, and he told a story about a man that he had vomited three black crows. By. He had vomited and he had vomited three black crows. So this man says to him, he says, who told you that story about brother so-and-so, that he vomited three black crows when he was sick? He says, so-and-so told it to me. But he says, I'm going to run that down and see what it is. He says, did you tell so-and-so that that brother so-and-so had vomited three black crows when he was sick? I said, I told him nothing of the kind. I told him it was just two. He says, who told you? Well, he says, so-and-so told me. Well, he followed it down again. Why, he says, I didn't tell him anything like that. I told him only one. Why? Well, he thought, now I'll go a bit further. Who told you that? Well, he says, so-and-so told me it. Well, he says, I went to him and said, did you tell so-and-so that when brother so-and-so was sick, that he vomited a crow, a black crow? No, he says, I didn't tell him anything of the kind. I told him that he vomited something as black as a crow. You see, that's what it was. Something that was as black as a crow. You know, that's what we need, dear children of God, to watch our tongues. We do. I need it myself, and I'm sure more than anybody, and I feel it. I feel it how often this has grieved my Lord, and has grieved others. You know, somebody has said, when you tell something about somebody, when you're hurting three people, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting the one that you're telling it to, and you're hurting the one that the story is about. And maybe it's not true at all. Oh, I'll tell you, what a mercy we could watch Jesus the apostle. Now I think in connection with this scripture here, it applies good to the Corinthians. They weren't watching. Why, here was the evil men that were bringing evil doctrine to them, and they were undermining their love to the apostle Paul, the one that had been their father in Christ. And you know what? Isn't that a sad thing when you think of it? The man that has brought you the gospel, that brought you the good news of free salvation, that you could turn around and say things about him. Well, that's what they were here. They weren't watching. And we need to do it, dear son of God. Because we're living near the end of the church age, the Lord's soon coming. And that's another thing we need to watch for. Remember, that was what the Thessalonians did. Read in 1 Thessalonians 1, how they turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, even Jesus, which delivered them from wrath to come. My, what a mercy! That hope was revived in our hearts, and we were taken up with it, the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember hearing once of a young woman, a young man, they were engaged to be married in Britain during the time of of the South African War. And he was called to the colors before they could be married. He promised when he left for South Africa, and she to him faithfully, that he would come back and they would get married. Well, he got letters from her, and their love to one another kept up their affection. By and by, she got no letter. But one day she got a letter from Her Majesty's government. She knew when she opened it what that meant. Killed in action. You know, reason left its throne. And they tell me that every day from that day, she would go down to where the boats come in, and she would look over the people as they come off the boats. He said he would come back again. He's coming again, dear children of God. The Lord Jesus, God's beloved Son. And what a joy it will be to see him, and to be with him and like him forever. So there's something we need to watch for. If we were doing that more, I'll tell you, there'd be more joy and more happiness, and the work of the Lord would more prosper. Now we must go on. Stand fast. Stand fast. That's another thing we need. Oh, how easy it is to get away to your friend from the things that we've been taught, the things that we've learned. You remember we read in the Word of God, buy the truth and sell it not. That's the reason that some of us let it go so easily. It didn't cost us much. I remember an old brother one time when I was just first saved in Ireland. And I remember him speaking once, and he said like this. He said, you know, even then, he said, now, he says, you can get these things, he says, in a penny book. But he says it took some of us 15 years to learn them, and it cost us something. And you know, if it doesn't cost us something, it's not worth anything. So he says, stand fast. And then you know we have the word hold fast. I was thinking of that, you remember in the first chapter of Judges, there was a king called Adonibezek. And when they caught him, he was one of the enemies of God's people. They cut off his thumbs, and they cut off his great toe. Why? Well, he said that 32 kings had fed under his table with their thumbs off and their great toes. And why that? Was there something about it? Well, now look. If your thumbs off, you can't hold fast. You try to hold. I'll open your hand easy if you don't lock it with your thumb. And if your thumbs off, you can't hold fast. And if your great toe's up, you can't stand fast. You need both. He says, so the apostle exhorts them here, stand fast. No, they weren't doing that. Are we doing it, dear son of God? Are you and I standing fast today? Or are we letting things slip the truth of God in regard to separation from the world, in regard to gathering to the Lord's name? Are we doing it? Are we like the apostles, you remember, in Acts chapter 2? We read that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in the fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayers, and we need to do it in love. No, I've met some brethren, and they're all truth and no love, and they show it to others. And I want to warn you, dear child of God, I'm getting up in years. The way you treat your brethren, you'll be treated the same. That's the word of God. You, if you're hard with him, hard with one, even that gets away from the Lord and doesn't show a spirit of love to him, you'll find out the time will come when you'll be in the same shoes yourself. Now, I've seen that in my little experience. So we need to be warned of it. And we need to stand fast and hold fast. Stand fast. You know, I notice today, young people can go away from assemblies where they've been taught the truth of God. And they can go in with what we would speak as loose assemblies. And not say a word. Just slide in with them. What's the reason? I believe it's because there's little exercise of heart. Little purpose of heart to go on for the Lord. May the Lord help us to stand fast. I hope we haven't lost our great tools. Now then the third one is, quit you like men. Were these acting like men? No, they're acting more like children than anything else. Are we acting like children? Dear young brethren, why, when you see some young brethren, and you can see that they're not making a bit of progress, they're just acting like children. They can hardly speak a word for the Lord, even in the gospel meeting. I wonder what about it, and I wonder about the sisters too. Are we acting as Christians growing up? Do you remember the Apostle Paul, or the Apostle John, in his first epistle, chapter 2? He says, I write unto you young men because you're strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. That's what makes them like men, grow up like men. Are we like men? Or more like children? What about it now, in assemblies, in the morning meeting, around the Lord's table? What about there? Well, sometimes, what is it? Just too dead. I heard not long ago of a place, and they sung 5 hymns in the morning meeting, one after another, and the only thanksgiving that was given was that when it come to break bread, that's the only thanksgiving. And you know, that's a sad condition of things. And what's the reason of it? I tell you, we're not, dear friend, holding fast the word of God, and we're not quitting ourselves like men. And then the last exhortation is here is, be strong. You know, I should be getting stronger every day. And getting, dear friend, more able to stand against the wiles of the devil and the wiles of the world and everything else. Be strong. I will leave these with you, and we trust that the Lord will bless them to us. Read them over again. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Don't be playing like children. You know, sometimes the Christians are just like children. Little bits of petty quarrels. And we'll divide them up. You know, the apostle exhorts us, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. What about a child? Why, you know, We have had our grandchildren with us. And sometimes when I would see some neighbor boy on them fighting, and I would see that the neighbor boy was getting the best of them, and I would go out there and try to straighten them out, although I had no business doing it. And you know, why, you'd think they were going to kill one another. My, in half an hour and 15 minutes, there they are, they're paid again. Learn a good lesson. Couldn't we? Couldn't each one of us learn a good lesson from that instead of holding grudges and going around with a long face? And when you meet somebody, turning your back on them and all like that, do you think that's pleasing to the Lord, dear children of God? Indeed, it's not. It's grieving to the Holy Spirit. And I hope there is anybody today that you have anything against, you'll go and get it straightened out. And before you come around the Lord's table tomorrow morning to remember the Lord, may the Lord bless His word, for His name's sake.